Welcome to another BlindBargains.com exclusive audio podcast brought to you by the AT Guys, your assistive technology experts. Visit ATGuys.com today for all your technology needs. Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We're here with Peter Goffman, project coordinator for ABIC, and we are playing with a new solo reading machine, and it's called?
It's called the iPal Solo. And the difference between this machine and the others we've had in the past is that this one is computer-free.
All right.
It's a standalone device.
It's basically a flat surface with the camera extending out of the back and then out over top of it, right?
That's right.
Okay. So you would put the paper out down here face up?
You put it face up, facing the camera.
Okay. And there's a magazine here of some sort.
This is a Business Week magazine.
Okay.
Takes a picture, processes it.
It's dinging right now.
Wireless technology.
In about 5 seconds.
Download rates of 2 to 4 megabits per second. When I ran some commercial
speed, that's really as simple as it is. You can change the reading speed, pause it, restart
right.
it. What's cool about this is we've installed motion-activated controls.
Okay.
So if you run your hand from the left to the right over the page, as I just did,
okay,
it'll pause it. And if I do it again, it'll start reading again.
Oh, okay.
Which makes it pretty simple. So basically, you don't have to press any buttons if you don't want
right.
to.
Right. How does it work with non-book type items?
I mean, it's going to read anything that has...
Here we go. I don't know how the print is on that.
Oh, well, we can try.
Let's try it.
This is... What we need to do here is we need to put it on a white piece of paper.
Okay. Why is that?
Because it recognizes that there's text there when it covers the symbol in the middle.
Okay.
This is not going to work.
But we'll try it.
Yeah, we'll try it. It might see some things. No.
If there's something like this, and those of you listening might find out in a minute what this is.
It's going to think for a while, but it's going to try at least. It's because it's so shiny, and the reflection, especially on this, there's so much reflection.
Okay.
That there's a good chance it's not going to see anything.
If this doesn't work, I also have a business card too we could try.
We could definitely try a business card.
That would probably work better.
Tap TRYBRTT, top of text.
Yeah, so it basically got
top of text.
Close to nothing.
Here we go. Here's something else.
All right, yeah, let's put that on.
Okay.
So,
tap T, please place your document.
So, see that symbol?
It's the motion sensors. As soon as he pulled the text off, it noticed that we did that. So, you don't have to press any keys at all.
That's right. This, I think, should work.
No equipment necessary.
That was something we just picked up from a table a couple tables down.
So that works.
Yes.
And I just picked it up off the page and it stopped. Are there any buttons on here?
There are some buttons if you want to use it. It has on the front.
Okay.
It has a pause resume button.
Okay.
It has a volume button.
They're on the very front, as it's facing you.
Yep.
Okay.
This is the volume knob right here.
Okay.
And this is the read faster, read slower knob.
Okay, up and down.
And it has the on button, off button.
Power on.
If you want, it comes with an optional keypad, which I have to the right.
Okay.
Which allows you to do most of the same functions just on a keypad.
The keypad has, they're mostly square buttons. There's a plus sign of 5.
Yep.
And then there's 3 more on the right side. 2 more on the top and 1 more kind of diagonally on the top. And that connects to this. What do we have for connectivity?
So in the back, it's got 2 USB ports.
Okay.
It's got several ports if you wanted to connect to any sort of a screen.
Okay.
If you wanted to do that.
Is that a network port or a modem port? What is that there? That one right there?
Yep, that one is a port, but I think that's for engineering purposes, to be honest with you.
Gotcha.
I don't think it has any functional purposes.
So if I have a document on here, it says with the USB ports, is there a way I can send it to the computer, or how do I...
On this one, no. This is meant to be just very basic, extremely simple.
So what are those ports, the USB ports, et cetera?
So the USB ports are A for the keypad that we have.
Okay.
And there's another one for the camera itself that we have plugged in right
okay,
now.
Okay, I see.
For the more versatile functions, you have to use one of our devices. It's like the regular iPal
right.
that connects to a laptop. Which allows you to have a
So this is a you're marketing this as a very introductory device, just put place on and go.
Something that's introductory at the same time, extremely simple. Something you might have on your counter or your table. You get your mail, whatever. You throw it right on there, and it'll start ringing.
All right, the iPal Solo, how much does it cost?
This thing costs $1,995 MSRP.
Okay. And how might people get more information about this?
You can visit us at www.abic.com, or you can give us a call at 800-681-5909.
That's www.abice.com. All right, thank you so much, Peter. It's been a pleasure.
This has been another exclusive audio podcast from Blind Bargains. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest technology deals, news, and interviews. So long.